Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Gustong-gusto mo na bang mag-increase ang inyong income pero kahit anong diskarte mo, kahit anong gawin mo, wala pa rin nangyayari? Probably the problem may not be your income. The problem is you underestimate yourself. That's the reason why you are not earning your desired income. So sa episode na ito, I'm going to assist you on how to unlock the power of self-belief.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your pambansang wealth coach. Maraming salamat sa pag-tune in sa podcast channel na ito. I've been doing podcast for almost how many years already, at maraming salamat for pushing this podcast channel to be the top financial channel here in the Philippines. Not only that, we're on the top 30 list. Please do share this podcast if you find this content worthy. Okay? Alam niyo ito, kung tayo gusto natin maging successful sa ating finances to achieve our goals, minsan masyado nating ito lang ha, ina-underestimate po ang ating sarili. Yun po ang nagiging problema. Oo. Yung parang, minamaliit mo yung sarili. Ha, Chinky? Hindi ko naman minamaliit ang sarili ko. Ay, paano malaman na minamaliit mo yung sarili mo? Ito lang. Nasabi mo na ba ito sa sarili mo? Ay, hindi naman ako magaling eh. Hindi ko naman kaya yan eh. Ay, wala naman akong pera eh. Hindi naman ako naman nakapagtapos eh. O, ano yan? Ang tawag po niyan ay negative self-talk. You are already, that's already one sign of underestimating yourself. Some people say, ano yan eh? Humility, actually. No, it's not humility, it's pride. Oh, and I would say it's false pride. And I used to think like that. I hope you understand. No? Hindi naman ako ano eh. Ganun, parang akala ko ayoko namang pakita na mayabang ako, na self-confident ako. Hindi yun eh. Masyado natin minamaliit natin ang ating sarili. Number two sign na minamaliit mo yung sarili mo, ang hilig mo ikumpara ang sarili mo sa ibang tao. Guilty ka ba? Kung ikaw ay guilty, type guilty sa comment section. Number three, ayaw mo ng challenges o ayaw mo ma-stress, ayaw mo ng pagbabago kasi nga hindi ka naniniwala na kaya mo. Yun yung isang pang problema. Pang-apat, masyado kang perfectionist na talagang ina-analyze mo lahat bago kang gumalaw, na talagang wala namang masama na maging cautious. Pero yun nga, sa sobrang cautious mo, ayaw mo mag-fail at wala kang ginagawa. Did I just describe your current mindset, situation, and feeling? Kung ikaw yun, give me a nod right now. Okay, so in other words, these are the signs that you are already asked underestimating yourself. So, if you are underestimating yourself, the reality, how can you achieve your dreams? How can you achieve your goals? Kasi you're too cautious. At the same time, wala kang ginagawa. Kaya nga, para sa mga taong nanonood o nakikinig ng podcast na ito, this is my challenge to you. I want to help you right now to increase your income, to double your income. But in order for us to do that, kailangan matanggal muna natin yung self-limiting beliefs po natin. Kailangan magkaroon tayo ng self-belief. Yung belief dapat tayo sa sarili. Naniniwala po dapat tayo sa ating sarili. At bakit ka maniniwala sa ating sarili? Simple lang. Hindi dahil BS ka. Ang isa BS, believe sa sarili. Ang ibig ko sabihin ng BS, because I do believe it is God who have given us the ability to produce wealth. Ang Diyos na nagbigay sa akin ng angking talino at karunungan para tayo lumikha ng kayamanan. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God has given us that ability, how can you say and deny na talaga the most powerful and the most, the one who's in control of our life, no? Siya na nga nagbigay, tapos ina-underestimate mo pa yung sarili mo, minamaliit mo. Pag minamaliit mo sarili mo, minamaliit mo rin ang Diyos. So right now, kung handa ka na, to unlock your self-beliefs, ito yung una natin gagawin. Kumuha ka ng papel at ballpen. And I want you to evaluate yourself. Okay? Magme-meditate po tayo. Che-check natin ang sarili natin. Number one, I want to challenge you to set ambitious goals. Yung tinatawag nila BHAG. B-H-A-G. Big, hairy, audacious goals. Yun. Kaya nga, when it comes to earning money and achieving success, importante na ambisyoso ka. Dapat may ambisyon ka naman sa buhay, kapatid. Kung wala kang ambisyon sa buhay, walang mangyayari. Mm-mm. Hindi po natin pwedeng ambisyon na kumain lang ng 3 beses sa araw, na tumira lang sa maliit na bahay. Again, okay lang na makontento, pero hindi yan ambisyon. Ang tawag niyan, survival. Agree? Huwag ka na mangarap na malaki. Eh, baka paano hindi mo maabot ang pangarap mo? Paano ka magkakaroon ng power at pag-asa kung wala kang ambisyon? Diba? Pag ikaw, naniniwala ka sa mga pangarap mo, kung malalaki ang pangarap mo, malalaki rin ang galawan mo. The reality is this, real talk po tayo. I might offend you by saying this, and I hope that you don't get, don't take this personally. Take this professionally. Sometimes we set our goals too, it's not because we set our goals too high, we miss it, because we set our goals too low and we hit it. Yun ang problema. Masyadong maliit tayo mag-set ng goals. Pwede na yan. No, hindi pwede yan. Malaki ng pangarap mo. Malaki. At maraming tao ang maasa sa'yo. Kaya nga challenge ko po sa inyo ngayon. Ikaw, handa ka na ba to set ambitious goals? Paglaban mo ang pangarap mo. Paglaban mo. Minsan, inakaw na kasi ang pangarap natin kaya ayaw na natin lumaban. Ayaw ko na. Para sa mga taong ayaw na lumaban, I think, no, you should stop listening to this podcast already. Kasi lahat ng sabihin ko, it doesn't really add value to you. Pero para sa mga taong gusto ng lumaban at nagigising at napupukaw ng isipan at damdamin, please, next challenge. Okay. Number one, sulat ka ulit. Ano yung gusto mo? Magkano gusto mong kitain? Ano yung gusto mong bahay? Ano gusto mong sasakyan? Walang limit. Number two, ito naman ang next, the reality. Okay? Reality to, ha? The bigger the goals, the bigger the challenges. Ayan ang reality. Realidad yung buhay yan, eh. Kung ang goal mo lang, again, kumain ng 3 beses ang araw, kahit makitira ka lang, makakain ka. Pero kung ang goal mo is magpakain ng ibang tao, hindi lang ikaw kakain. Nako, laking challenge yun. Kung ang goal mo, magkaroon ng malaking bahay, di ba? Malaking challenge yun. Kung ang goal mo, mag-travel at makasama mo buong pamilya mo sa travel, malaking challenge yun. Kaya nga, prepare yourself to challenges. How? Overcoming challenges. Di ba? Kaya nga, yung paniniwala mo sa sarili mo, yung dreams mo, yung ambition mo, yan ang lalaban, eh. Pag ikaw ay nadatapa, ikaw ay nasasaktan, ikaw ay parang feeling mo na gusto mong sumuko, babalik ka sa dahilan kung bakit mo ito inumpisahan. Pag meron kang pangarap sa buhay, may hugot ka sa buhay, it helps you to persevere, find solutions, and keep you moving forward. I can still remember when I was age 12, ang goal ko, 12 years old, maging milyonaryo. Challenging ba? Of course, I was 12. Diba? So, anong ginawa ko? Nag-try ako. Since gusto kong kumita at 12, benta-benta. Maraming bang mga challenges? Oo, ang daming ika nga, hindi naniwala. As a matter of fact, ito yung masakit. Yung mga taong akala mong susuporta sa'yo, sila pang hindi sumusuporta. Yung mga taong hindi, ayun nga, yung mga tao na hindi mo sukat akalain na susuporta, sila pang sumusuporta. Agree or disagree? Yun. So, I want you to find ways every time when you want to stop, you want to quit because nasaktan ka, na-reject ka, walang nangyayari hanggang ngayon, di ba? Kung nag-social media ka, walang nagla-like, nag-share, wala kang benta, nako, ipaglaban mo, ituloy mo lang yan. Nako, ako parating sinasabi, makakachamba ka rin one day. Dahil sa kakulitan mo. And then, after you have done that already, I hope that you are still here with me. If you are still here with me, type here with me. Type here with me in the comment section or give me a nod if you're listening to this podcast. Itong third naman to, itong third na, napakatindi na, powerful to. I want you, as you face your challenges, I want you to also embrace opportunities. When you say opportunities na kailangan, parati ka naghahanap ng oportunidad. Never ever say no immediately. O kung may nag-offer na opportunity, hindi man say yes immediately, pag-aralan muna. Diba? Why? Because opportunities often present themselves in least expected places and from least expected people. If I help you to look back, napapansin nyo ba yung mga bagay na ika nga nagpaginhawa sa buhay mo at naging turning point ng buhay mo ay mga bagay na hindi mo inaasahan? Agree or disagree? O sige, look pa. Diba? Kaya nga eh, like for example, one opportunity that I never knew it existed, diba? Yung TikTok. Hindi ko alam yung TikTok. Hindi ko alam yung TikTok shop. Hindi ko alam. Pero yun nga. When I opened myself to opportunities, I started to learn, I started to create content sa TikTok, I started to create a shop. Ay nako, the rest is history. Ang daming tao ang na-touch because of TikTok. Ang daming tao ang ika nga, nakakuha, di ba, ng mga books, ipon box because of TikTok, di ba, na hindi ko nagagawa sa ibang platform. Kaya nga, believing in your abilities opens new opportunities for you. Kaya nga, importante po yan na embrace opportunities, be open. Di ba, pag-aralan nyo. And then, ito yung kagandahan. Gusto nyo malaman ng kagandahan? Ang kagandahan, once you start already creating success, di ba? Creating success, small wins. Ay, kumita ako. Ay, nako, parang ano yan eh. Honestly, yung ito lang, makukwento ko lang. Ang nangyari, may nagsabi sa akin si James Afante, isang TikToker also, sinabi niya, Chinky, mag-ano ka, TikTok shop. Live ka, mag-live. Sabi ko, ano gagawin ko? Hindi, magpirma-pirma ka lang ng books. Okay. Sabi ko, sige, pipirma ako ng book. Sabi ko, paano yan? Eh, pagpirma ng books, may bibili ba? Oo. Sino bibili? So, to cut a long story short, trinay ko. And then, after I went on live for less than 2 hours, we sold 250,000 pesos in less than 2 hours. Nashock talaga ako. Nalaglag ang pangako. So, sabi ko, grabe, hindi ko nagagawa to, pero ngayon nagagawa ko because of TikTok. So, ano nangyari? Tumaas ang confidence level ko. Kasi naging open ako sa opportunity. Nagigets nyo? So, what does it mean? Confidence attracts success. Confidence is magnetic, di ba? Alam mo, pagka confident ka na sa isang bagay, parang napakadali na kumita. Yung parang opportunities, partnership, and then, alam yung mangyayari? You will also start to get noticed by the people na talagang ano, same-mindedness. Di ba? Pareho ka, like-mindedness. Grabe talaga. Dito ko nga na-meet nga eh, yung mga ka-tiktokers, sila Mayko Montefalco, tapos si Ana Magkawas, dito ko na-meet yan sa TikTok, na-meet ko rin sa TikTok si RDR, si Coach Russ Huso. Ay, ang dami kong na-meet talaga. Yun nga, kasi nga, pare-pareho kami mag-isip eh. Are you learning so far? Grabe, no? Grabe tong ano, I'm just sharing with you. Again, para sa mga tao na you are looking down, you're underestimating yourself, you don't know that you have what it takes for you to become successful. And then probably some of you are asking, Chinky, what if I fail? Okay lang, when you fail, because again, you can never become successful without experiencing failure. Failure is part of success. Ang importante, when you fail, ito ha, sulat niyo to, learn from your mistakes. Because everyone makes mistakes, I make mistakes, ang dami ko kapalpakan, pero ang importante, natuto ako. Self-belief means you won't make mistakes. It means that you will bounce back stronger, better, because you learn from your past. Kaya nga, it's the ability to learn from your failures. Eh. Yan ang gagamitin po natin. The more failures, honestly, the more chances of winning. Mm-mm. Kaya nga, see poster and print ads for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And then ito yung pinakamaganda. Once you have already achieved success, di ba, you learn from your mistake, you become wiser, you become more confident already. Ito yung pinakamaganda. Grabe talaga. Aside from makakamit mo na yung mga financial goals mo, yung mga big, hairy, audacious goals mo, which right now, grabe talaga. God is so good. From nothing to something. From dati, I cannot afford to even buy a sampalok candy. Right now, I can afford it right now. From dati na hindi ako makakain sa restaurant. Ngayon, na-afford ko na kumain sa restaurant. Dati, hindi ko maka-afford, di ba, na mag-travel. Ngayon, nakakapag-travel na. Oo. So, by achieving those opportunities, ika nga, because I believe of my God-given talent, alam mo, ito yung nangyari po. Ito yung nangyari. Without me knowing, I started to inspire others. Alam mo, pag meron kang self-belief, naniniwala ka ng sarili mo, since punong-puno ka ng paniniwala, pwede mo nang i-share yung paniniwala niyan sa iba. Diba? Your self-belief can inspire others to believe also in themselves. Sobra kasing punong-puno ka ng pag-asa. Likewise, if you're watching this and listening to this, by achieving your goals and demonstrating your capabilities, you become a role model for those people who are around you. To also encourage them to pursue their dreams. Again, it never fails me, no, na nakaka-inspire talaga. Again, that's, I know that this person, inspiring siya, pero medyo may mga iba na yayabangan, okay? Yung yabang factor, iiwan ko na lang yan. Pero let me share na lang siguro yung inspiration na isang bata, ng nangangalang Jos Mojica, si Kangkong Chips, no? Yun nga, number one, bata lang siya, meron siyang ambitious goal na ilabas ang kanilang pamilya sa kahirapan by selling kangkong chips. Na-overcome niya yung challenges niya. Di ba? Paano? Alam niya kasi, mahirap eh. Pero yun nga, tinuloy-tuloy lang niya. And then, nag-start siya, nag-embrace ng opportunities. Nagbenta siya online. Di ba? Nagluto siya, nagbenta siya. Ano nangyari? Because of Mr. Senator Ping Lacson na bumili, pinost, nag-viral. So ano nangyari? Nakilala ang product niya, marami nang bumibili, that was the start. Since kumikita na siya from zero, naging 1,000, naging 100,000, ngayon kumikita na siya ng million. Ano nangyari? Nagiging successful na siya. So confidence attract success. Di ba? At ngayon, ano nangyayari po? Yan, nagiging ano na siya? Parang inspiration na sa mga taong na gusto mag-umpisa. Parang naiisip ng tao, kung siya, 17-year-old, na kaya niya, kaya ko rin. Di ba? Kaya nga, ito lang nga guys. If you like this episode, please type like sa comment section. If you're in the journey ka pa lang, wala ka pang masyadong kita, wala ka pang masyadong success, ito lang. Maniwala ka sa iyong sarili. Maniwala ka na binigyan ka ng Diyos na kakayahan upang lumikha ng kayamanan. Maniwala ka na makakamit mo ang iyong mga pangarap sa buhay. Kailangan lang mangarap ka, ipaglaban mo, maging ambisyoso ka. Di ba? Handa ka na humarap sa mga pagsubok. At kung ikaw man ay magkamali at dumapa, kailangan matuto ka sa pagkakamali at matuto kang bumangon. Hindi mahalaga kung ilang beses ka bumagsak. Ang mahalaga, ilang beses ka bumangon. Huwag mo isara ang iyong isipan sa mga oportunidad. Buksan mo ang iyong isipan sa mga maraming oportunidad at mga posibilidad. Pagkatapos po niyan, pag ikaw ay nakakamit ng maliit na tagumpay, ang maliit na tagumpay ay magdadala sa iyo sa mga malalaking tagumpay. Ito na rin ang magiging iyong sandigan kahulugan. Ito na rin ang iyong magiging ika nga ay paniniwala na pwede mo pang makamit ang mas malaking pangarap mo sa buhay. Pag ikaw ay naabot mo na ang iyong tugatog sa tagumpay, ito ay gagamitin naman ng Diyos para ikaw ay magiging inspirasyon sa ibang tao. Kaya nga mga friendship, ano pang hinihintay nyo? It is time to make a change. And laugh and make it easy. It is time for you to start believing in yourself. It is time for you to start believing in your God-given talents. Kung nagustuhan niyo tong episode na ito, please do me a favor. Please type in the comment section kung ano natutunan niyo, anong mga na-realize niyo, and i-share niyo tong episode na ito to a person who's losing confidence and underestimating themselves. That's the reason why they cannot get out of the rut. Tatandaan nyo, as I always say in my podcast channel, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.